I don't go to therapy to find out if I'm a freak. I go and I find the one and only answer every week. And it's just me and all the memories to follow down any course that fits within a 50-minute hour. And we fathom all the mysteries, explicit and inherent. When I hit a rut, she says to try the other parent. And she's so kind, I think she wants to tell me something, but she knows that it's much better if I get it for myself. And she says, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? What do you hear in these sounds? I say I hear a doubt with the voice of true believing, and the promises to stay, and the footsteps that are leaving. And she says, oh, I say, what? She says, exactly. I say, what? You think I'm angry? Does that mean you think I'm angry? She says, look, you come here every week with jigsaw pieces of your past. It's all on little sound bites and voices out of photographs. And that's all yours. That's the guide. That's the map to tell me where does the arrow point to her invented roses. And what do you hear in these sounds? What do you hear in these sounds? And when I talk about therapy, I know what people think, that it only makes you selfish and in love with your shrink. And oh, how I loved everybody else when I finally got to talk so much about myself. And I wake up and I ask myself what state I'm in. And I say, well, I'm lucky, cause I am like East Berlin. I had this wall, and what I knew of the free world was that I could see their fireworks and I could hear their radio. And I thought that if we met, I would only start confessing, and they'd know that I was scared. They would know that I was guessing. But the wall came down, and there they stood before me, with their stumbling and their mumbling, and they're calling out just like me. And I, ooh, oh, the stories that nobody hears. And I collect these sounds in my ears. That's what I hear in